Bank of Georgia. This is Lena.
Hi, Lena. This is Kimberly Brown. I think I missed a call from you.
Yeah, I left you a message. Kim, mm-hmm. So now you have another loan, and I just want to make sure. You just want second position loan now because you have this loan which you just got. So you want a second loan, right?
Yeah, because the one that I got isn't enough. What are you running into some issues and trying to see
the offer I have right now, and I'm waiting for one more program which asked me all these questions and they didn't answer yet, but they usually don't do the second position, and this appeared to be second. So what I can do for you now, it's $9,046. Would $9,000 help you? Because you already have 12. So it's actually not 12. You have 18. You know, you have to calculate. You have $18,000 debt.
Well, I didn't get 12. I mean, that's the thing. They financed me for 12, but that's not what they gave me. I was looking at 10 because they took their fee was like $2,500. So, but they're financing me for 12, and
yeah,
I'm like, well, I don't think
we are not. See, that's not how credit departments or anybody would look at it. It doesn't matter how much they gave you. It matters how much you have to pay them back. And you have to pay them back $18,000.
No, I don't.
Yeah, we calculated yesterday, and that's what it comes to. You have to pay back $17,956.
Is that...
That's,
oh, that's with
yes.
the interest?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
So that's why. And what do you need? How much do you need right now?
Well, I mean, I need, for working capital, I need way more than $9,000. I mean, I was looking for maybe like 30, 25 to 30.
You cannot be qualified for that much with this loan, and because you see, your deposits the last month were like close to $18,000, right? But that's okay. You wanted it for working capital, but part of it you wanted for equipment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but why would you finance equipment like this? Why don't you finance equipment as equipment? You couldn't get approved or what?
Well, I didn't apply for that because I wasn't sure exactly what, I mean, we talked about that. So, I mean, I figured if I get working capital, I could get my equipment out of that. But, I mean, I can apply.
Yeah, but you understand that if you get working capital, it's a maximum, even if it's maximum, but now it's a second position. The other problem with the second position loans, because it's much more risky, it's usually short term. So
well, does it have to be a second loan?
You already have first one. So how can it be? So now what you can do, you can quickly get approved and get your equipment. And after that, get the working capital. And then you can get, like I told you, I'm waiting, but I'm pretty sure, I don't know if I'll get approval there or some offer. Actually, you're approved for like $9,046, but I'm still waiting, but I decided I'll give you all the options. Like I told you, equipment, it's always better to buy, it's cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
It's the less interest, and you have 5 years to pay it back. Or 3 years to pay it back.
So what do I need to do to apply? Because I've sent you everything, I think.
Do I need to
apply for the equipment?
The application, equipment application, which I've sent you. CCA application, and what you want to buy, just advertising, you know, some ads, some quotes, anything. We need to know what you're buying.
Mm-hmm.
And you already did it. Sure. We need to know what's the collateral, because we're going to pay to the vendor. You already did it. I've seen you're paying Pony and you're paying FinPath.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying leasing companies. So if you have we need to know what's the collateral and how much is the equipment which you want to buy.
Mm-hmm.
How much is it?
I don't know, Lena. I have no idea. I have some idea. I mean, I haven't looked for any used stuff yet, but I still am trying to find out, you know, what exactly we have to go like according to our market, because not every Planet Beach has the same services. So, you know, I know
you
for sure I want to get a red. Yeah, I know for sure I want to get a red light bed. And I know that that's at least about a used one is probably about $15,000-$16,000.
But just for you to understand, if you want to do it, you need to do it before you do the working capital, preferably. Or you can get working capital and get this bed from working capital if you want to pay it faster. Because, second position loans are usually just for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So they're short.
Oh, so I would have to have the $9,000 paid back in 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
More likely. I don't have exact terms yet, but usually, second position, like second mortgage or whatever, it's always more risky, so shorter.
Mm-hmm.
And your loan, even though you didn't start even paying it back, see, you didn't tell me about it. Our credit department found it right away because there are companies who keep track of it, and we can get this information, so anybody can. So wherever you go and apply, they will see that you already have a loan.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I wasn't trying to keep that from you. Obviously, when you pull my credit, you'll see everything
not,
that's on there. So.
No, it's not on your credit yet. But
I didn't feel like that would be. I guess I really didn't understand what I mean. I knew it was on there, but I didn't feel like that would be an issue. So. Just having two loans, I didn't know one would be considered first and one would be considered second, and that's how you would determine.
Yeah, because I'll explain it to you. When they approved you, they approved you for maximum they could give you. Okay, so your business was maximized on a first. If we will give you, we'll give you the second position, which is. You know, like I told you, much more risky to give, but that has to be paid back fast. Just to try how you can sustain this small loan. If you will pay it for 3 months, after 3 months, we can renew it, refinance it, make it better. But at least for 3 months, we have to see your payment history.
I see. So what would the payments look like for 6 months?
It will be around like $80 per day. Could be a little less. I have to find out exactly. I need to get the documents to see exact the amount. So, and it's per day, 5 days a week.
That's $2,400 a month.
It's 21 payments. Yeah, it could be a little less, but
that's $2,000 a month. That's like $2,400 a month.
No. Wait. 80.
I just took 80 times 30 days.
No. It's not 30 days. It's 5 days a week. It's 1,600 a month. 1,680.
Wow.
1,680.
For a $9,000 loan.
Yeah, but you pay it back in 6 months.
Oh, wow.
That's why I told you if you can buy your machine as equipment, that would be much better.
Mm-hmm. It would be better to, buy the equipment, and then I would qualify for more money? Is that what you're saying?
No. If you will get equipment, you will not qualify for more money. The working capital probably will stay the same. It's just your machine. You don't need to pay out of this money.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can take this and try to pay it for 3 months, and I understand it's your slow months, right, during the summer.
Yeah, I'm in my non-peak season.
Non-peak season? Okay, it's probably still July. It's almost July is done, so August is probably your bad months too.
Yeah, the non-peak seasons are the summer months for tanning salons. The non-peak seasons are the summer,
mm-hmm.
like from June through about, I think it starts picking up. Now, remember, I'm new to the industry, but it usually starts picking up around October, around
October.
The fall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, October, the holiday. But then, you know, the holidays, it depends on the market, the area that you're in, too, because the holidays can
mm-hmm.
be slow. What was really peak season for me was January, February, March, April, May. Those were my best months. Things started to dwindle around June. Yeah, around the end. Yeah, I would say around the first part of May, middle of May. And then the summer months have been, you know, super slow, so we've had to run some really crazy deals just to try to, you know, get people in the door and get money. And,
yeah.
And then...
you have time to think about it. I will let you know as soon as I know the answer from my last resort, but
okay.
That's the best I have right now. And I don't know, maybe this 9,000, again, you have to see how it is in your business. Maybe this 9,000 today will let you stay in business and survive this couple of months, and then in October, and do the advertising for October or for September,
mm-hmm.
you know, then
mm-hmm.
it would be good. But, and after mm-hmm. 3 months, we can do something about it and maybe refinance at that. See, 3 months and we will be in October and your good months, we maybe can refinance both loans together. We have to see at that time how your bank statements will look.
I see. Okay.
So I will give you a call probably in a couple of hours as soon as I'll get the answer, the final one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Okay, thanks, Lena.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Kim. Bye.
Bye-bye.